Okay, replied the young lawyer. So here's what he did. He shot Private Richie Chilton and stabbed Private Barry LeMoyne, and he did this while they were both under his command.
Objection,
objected Lenny Johnson. He didn't stab Barry. Momentarily confused, the members of the panel looked at their notes as Lenny continued. He cut his throat, my defense attorney clarified. The assembled service boys snickered. I jumped up and pointed a finger at him.
Hey, I thought you were supposed to be on my side,
I yelled accusingly. I'm not going to lie, he replied innocently. We're in a court of law.
Order, commanded General Archer, banging a tack hammer on his mother's carving board, which he had brought upstairs for this very purpose. He then grimaced at the dent he had apparently made.
Lenny stood and faced me. He removed his hat and dropped it on the rooftop. I was being literal before. I don't care how many times I saw him do this, there was just something about the way he dropped a hat that cracked me up. Several of the assembled were getting restless and started calling me names. Captain MacArthur did a great job of keeping a straight face, but our antics were not appreciated by either of the generals. General Curran took the direct approach and screamed to the gallery,
"Shut up, you punks!"
This was echoed by Mr. Bellow's voice, yelling out the window of one of the sixth-floor apartments below us. General Archer's glare, and the idea of getting the court-martial shut down by an angry adult quieted us all down. As we had arranged, Lenny addressed the officers.
I can't continue as Bobby's lawyer. There's just no trust here.
I cringed inside, having directed him not to push it. But we were working an unsophisticated crowd, and judging by their shocked response, his ad-lib sold it.